It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
A 1-1. Line down to left field line in the air. Murphy over to the corner. Tanner reaches out, dives, and made the catch. Soaring through the sky.
1-0. Swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Ramirez to the berm. Grand slam home run. The Brooklyn Cyclones take a 9-7 lead.
First toss. Breaking ball clobbered. Deep to left field. Out to the wall. Gone.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back out to Heritage Financial Park in Wappingers Falls, New York. The sound of screaming youngsters echoing out through the halls here in Wappingers Falls in New York, as it'll be an Education Day game for the Hudson Valley Renegades as they host your Brooklyn Cyclones here on this Wednesday morning. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network, getting you ready for our 11:05 a.m. first pitch. Brooklyn trying to snap a season-long tying four-game losing streak. The Cyclones falling last night in the opening game of this series by a final of 9-6. Cyclones offense came to life after falling behind by a score of 4-0 in the first two frames. A three-run top half of the fourth inning made it a one-run game, but that would be as close as Brooklyn would get the rest of the night, as Hudson Valley seemingly had an answer every time Brooklyn retaliated with a run or two. Throughout the course of yesterday's ball game, Kevin Parada, Alex Ramirez each hit home runs for Brooklyn last night. Parada, his third home run of the season. For Ramirez, his second. Stanley Consuegra added a pair of hits and runs scored in the game on Tuesday night. Hudson Valley had a couple of home runs as well. Spencer Jones and Aaron Polensky with solo shots creating the Renegades' first two runs. Aldenny Sanchez had three hits and two RBI for the Renegades last night. It'll be Blake Tidwell, the right-hander, to take the hill for Brooklyn this morning. Tidwell looking to bounce back after the toughest start of his young pro career in game one of last Wednesday's doubleheader. Lasted just an inning and two-thirds, gave up seven runs, all of them in the bottom half of the second inning. And that was a tough go for Tidwell after he struck out 10 in his previous start against Aberdeen. That was a career high. But the Mets' top pitching prospect will go against the right-hander Tyrone Uhle, 1-1, a 5.16 ERA, has given up just one run in each of his last two starts, just six hits allowed in 9 2/3 innings, 14 strikeouts in that span. So Uhle coming in with some of his best outings of the season. However, he did give up eight runs in a start in Greenville back on April the 28th. So he has been a guy that could be susceptible to a big inning and a tough night at the ballpark, and the Cyclones hoping to impose that bad luck on the 21-year-old right-hander this afternoon. Cyclones dropped the opening game of the series last night by that final of 9-6, and they will try and get back in the win column here this morning as they look to snap, as you mentioned, what is a season-high tying four-game losing streak. We'll take a break here on the pregame show. When we come back, we will get you starting lineups and first pitch. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, Yankees and Mets in South Atlantic League Baseball coming your way in just a matter of moments. You're listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Back here on the Cyclones Radio Network, first pitch between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley coming up in just a matter of moments. Back on the pregame show, game two of this six-game series, nearing the top of the 11 o'clock hour on this Wednesday morning. Let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their manager, Chris Newell. Omar De Los Santos had an RBI base hit last night. He will lead off and be the designated hitter. Kevin Parada, a home run at 2 ribbies yesterday. He will bat second and be behind the plate this morning. Batting third in center field, Alex Ramirez. He homered last night. Stanley Consuegra, a couple of base hits yesterday. He'll clean up in right field. William Lugo back in the lineup today. He'll bat fifth and play third base. Jalen Palmer makes his fifth start of the year in left field, batting sixth. Chase Estep, first baseman, is in the seven hole. Did not play last night. Mateo Gill will hit eighth. He plays at second base today. Kevin Kendall will be the shortstop. He will be in the nine hole today for Brooklyn with the right-hander Blade Tidwell on the hill. Let's take a look, though, at the lineup. Tidwell will face the Hudson Valley Renegades starting nine, put together by their skipper, Sergio Santos. Spencer Jones homered yesterday. He'll lead off in center. Aaron Polensky bat second in left. Antonio Gomez is the catcher in the three spot tonight. Rafael Flores moves over to first base. He will clean up. Spencer Henson is the DH in the five spot. Eduardo Torrealba batted in the two spot yesterday. He'll bat sixth and play second base today. Aldenny Sanchez, 3 hits, 2 RBI last night for the Gades. He'll bat seventh in right field. Ben Cowles is at shortstop hitting eighth. And Marcos Cabrera will bat ninth over at third base this morning for Hudson Valley. Right-hander Tyrone Yuley on the hill for the Renegades this morning, as we are just about ready for first pitch on this Wednesday morning. Blue skies up above, a little bit chillier than it was yesterday here in Wappingers Falls. Right now, according to AccuWeather, 52 degrees here in downstate New York. Real feel at 51. A big reason why it feels the way it does is because of the wind. 23 mile per hour wind gusts to the north. American flag out in right center field blowing straight out for the most part this morning. So we will see whether or not or how much of an impact that will have on the offense today after both teams clubbed a pair of home runs in the opening game of the series yesterday. Both teams getting ready to take the field. And as they do that, let's step aside for another moment. When we come back, we will have first pitch for you. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, game two of this six-game series between the Cyclones and Renegades, coming up in just a matter of moments. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Just about time for baseball on this Wednesday morning, May the 17th, 2023. Justin Rock with you back from Heritage Financial Park in Wappingers Falls, New York. Tyrone Yuley warming up on the mound for the Renegades. Let's take a look once again at the Brooklyn starting lineup. He will go up against, put together by their manager, Chris Newell. Omar De Los Santos will lead off. He is the DH. Kevin Parada bats second behind the plate. Hitting third and in center field is Alex Ramirez. Stanley Consuegra will clean up in right. William Lugo, the third baseman, is in the five spot. Jalen Palmer bats sixth, manning left field, hitting seventh and playing first base, a lefty swinging Chase Estep. In the eighth spot is the second baseman, Mateo Gill, and Kevin Kendall will round out Brooklyn's order, batting ninth. He is at short. Tyrone Yuley will make the start for Hudson Valley this morning. Yuley, 21 years old, 6'5", 240 pounds, from La Romana in the Dominican Republic. Yuley making his sixth start of the season, 1-1 record, a 5.16 ERA, 18 hits in 22 and two-thirds innings, 16 walks, 26 strikeouts, a 220 opponent batting average. No decision his last outing against Aberdeen. Went five-plus innings. Gave up just one run on three hits, struck out. A season-high nine, was one shy of matching his career high from earlier last year against Fort Myers. Tons of screaming kids at the ballpark this morning on an education day. And we are just about ready to get underway on this Wednesday morning. Omar De Los Santos strolling into the plate. Omar coming into play this morning, hitting at a .189, a homer, 6 RBI, and a .502 OPS. De Los Santos 1-for-4 yesterday, struck out 3 times and had an RBI single. Yuli winds his first pitch of the day. De Los Santos checks his swing, takes down and in, and we are underway at 11:06 Eastern Time. De Los Santos, a 3-game hitting streak coming into play today. The 1-0 inside by the belt buckle. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. As you mentioned a little moment ago, 52 degrees right now in Wappingers Falls. The 2-0 pitch. And De Los Santos swings and misses. And the count 2-1 got him on the fastball there. 23-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the north. American flag out in right center, blowing out a tad, the 2-1. And De Los Santos takes a called strike, and the count evens at 2-2. The righty kicks, here is the break even. And De Los Santos, a one-hop ground ball to short. Picked up on the backhand by Cowles, pulls the first baseman Flores off the bag, and the swipe tag not in time. We'll see how that one is scored. But De Los Santos is aboard to lead off the ballgame. Manager for Hudson Valley, Sergio Santos, out of the first base dugout to argue with the base umpire, Chad Westlake. He thought the tag was applied in time by the first baseman, Flores, and now the two umpires going to get together. John Tyler Shaw behind the plate, Chad Westlake on the bases, and the call on the field will stand as it was. Flores was asking for the two umpires to get together. They did. De Los Santos safe at first base anyway. It'll go down as an infield single for Omar. That extends his hitting streak to 4. Leadoff man on for Kevin Parada. There goes De Los Santos. Swinging a ground ball to short. That'll keep Brooklyn out of the double play. Throw to first made by Ben Cowles in time. And there is one away in the top of the first. So Parada 0-for-1 brings up the center fielder Alex Ramirez. Ramirez, a home run last night, was 1-for-3. Also walked. Alex hitting at .264, 2 homers, 17 batted in. De Los Santos takes his leadoff second. Yuli sets by the letters. And his first pitch is a fastball taken low. It is 1-0. Defensively behind Yuli this morning, left to right in the outfield, Aaron Polensky, Spencer Jones, Aldenny Sanchez. Third to first around the infield, Marcos Cabrera, Ben Cowles, Eduardo Torrealba, and Rafael Flores. The 1-0. And Ramirez takes a strike atop the zone. It's 1-1. Antonio Gomez, good defensive catcher, stationed behind the plate today for the Renegades. A look towards second from Yuli. Another look back there. Now the 1-1. Runner breaks for third, low throw. Throw down by Gomez. Offline, not in time. So Omar De Los Santos comes away with his team leading a 14th stolen base of the year. And he's now at third base with one out. Was a called strike on Ramirez. And the count now 1-2. De Los Santos now dating back to last year, 84 stolen bases. 1-2 pitch. High, it's 2-2. Those 84 stolen bags, fifth most in minor league baseball since the start of last year. Runner at third, one out. Now the 2-2. And Ramirez pops it in the air, foul. Out of play, the first base side. And the count stays even, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez has reached in 4 straight games dating back to last Wednesday. He's also reached in 23 of his last 24 games going back to April the 12th. Omar leads off third. Now the 2-2, and Ramirez lunges and fouls it back. And it remains at two balls and two strikes. Ramirez missed a couple games in the Wilmington series. Number three Mets prospect, according to MLB.com. Youngest man on this Cyclones team. Here's the 2-2. Low. Trying to get him on the off speed. Ramirez lays off. And the count full, three balls and two strikes. Next pitch will be the eighth of this at-bat between Ramirez and Yuli. Faced off against one another in the Florida State League the last 2 years. Now the payoff pitch, and a swing and a miss got him. Off speed up in the zone, Ramirez couldn't wait back. And there is the first strikeout tonight for Tyrone Yuli. And a man at third, two away, brings up the right fielder Stanley Consuegra. Consuegra, 2-for-4 last night, doubled and scored a couple of times. Hitting at 264 on the season, leads the team, 5 homers, 18 batted in. And Consuegra grounds it foul, softly up the third base line, it's 0-1. Consuegra, Mets number 20 prospect by MLB.com. Righty against righty, here's the pitch. And Consuegra swings through an elevated fastball at 94. And he falls behind 0-2. De Los Santos led off the game with an infield base hit. He is at third with two out. Long navy sleeves out either end of the jersey top for Yuli as his slider nearly gets away from Gomez. Good lunging stop to keep that ball from getting away. And De Los Santos at third base. It's 1-2. And Suegra, 22 years old, won't celebrate his 23rd birthday until after the regular season is over. A 1-2, and that pitch off the outside corner. It's even, two balls and two strikes. Yuli keeps his glove on his front left hip as he gets the sign. Now the 2-2, and Consuegra fouls it straight back towards us. And it remains at two balls and two strikes. Sun shining, very few if any clouds to be spotted across the horizon as Consuegra swings and misses. Got him on the breaking ball for strike three. And Yuli able to escape the jam in the first. Brooklyn gets the leadoff man to third, but can't push him across. No runs, one hit, one man left at the end of a half. Brooklyn nothing, and Hudson Valley coming to bat. All the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Blade Tidwell gets the start for Brooklyn this morning. Another quick look at the Hudson Valley lineup he'll face. Spencer Jones leading off in center. Aaron Polensky batting second and left. Antonio Gomez, the catcher, bats third. Rafael Flores cleans up at first. Spencer Henson, the DH, in the five spot. Eduardo Torrealba bats sixth at second. Aldenny Sanchez, right fielder, bats seventh. Ben Cowles, the shortstop in the eight hole. And Marcos Cabrera bats ninth at third base. Blake Tidwell getting the start this morning for Brooklyn. And Spencer Jones, the Yankees' first-round pick from last year, will lead things off against him. Righty against lefty. And the first pitch to Jones taken low for ball one as a bouncing balloon made its way out from the third base seats and rolling across in front of home plate between the pitcher's mound. And Aaron Polensky and the Hudson Valley bat boy will run it down. So 1-0 the count on Spencer Jones. Homered last night, also had an RBI single. And Jones takes outside for ball two. Jones hitting at 308. Seven homers, 27 RBIs, a 974 OPS. Tidwell works from the first base side of the hill, the 2-0. And that fastball outside at 93, it's 3-0. Tidwell, 6'4", 207 pounds, 21 years old from Loretto, Tennessee. Here's his 3-0 pitch. And Jones swings away and comes up empty on the fastball. Ripped it by him at 93. It's 3-1. Tidwell making his sixth start of the year. Now the 3-1 pitch. And Jones can't hit the slider down and in. Good offering. And the count full 3-2. Tidwell 0-3 and 8.35 ERA. 18 hits and 18 in the third innings. 13 walks, 27 strikeouts. The wind is payoff pitch, and Jones takes down and in for ball four. Missed down and in with a fastball, and much like Brooklyn, Hudson Valley has a leadoff man on to start their half of the first inning. Brings up Aaron Polensky. Had a couple of hits, including a home run last night, also drove in a pair. Polensky hitting at 330, leads the league with 10 homers, 26 batted in. A 1.143 OPS. And nearly wears a fastball on his front hip. It's 1-0. Tidwell coming off a tough start against Wilmington. Game one of a doubleheader last Wednesday. Gave up 7 runs, a career high on 4 hits in an inning and 2/3. Throwback to first, and Jones back standing. Walk 3, struck out 1. 47 pitches in that outing. Could not escape bottom of the second inning. Brooklyn rallied at the tying run on deck when the final out was recorded as Polensky swings and hits it in the air to left. Back goes De Los Santos, rather Palmer, and he drops the ball on the warning track. Had some trouble with the sunlight. Over to third goes Jones, and stopping at second, Polensky. Went all the way back towards the SoFi sign in front of the video board in the left field fence. Palmer trying to adjust with the sunlight, has sunglasses on. Well, the ball, as he reached down to try and snag it, hit off the edge of his webbing. It'll go down as an error on Palmer. And Hudson Valley has second and third and nobody out. An inauspicious start again for Brooklyn, as Antonio Gomez fouls it down the first base line. It's 0-1. Gomez hitting at 219, a homer, 12 batted in. 581 OPS, 1-for-5 last night with a run scored. Infield in the 0-1, and Gomez laid on a fastball up at 92. And the count 0-2. Gomez, 3-game hitting streak coming into play tonight. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, got him. Pumped it by him, 3 straight fastballs. 96 on the gun that time for Tidwell. First strikeout today for him. First out of the ballgame. Second and third, one out for the first baseman, Rafael Flores. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. Rafael Flores, 1-for-3, scored twice and walked. And yesterday's ballgame, righty's first pitch. And Flores takes a called strike atop the zone. It is 0-1. Flores hitting at 319, a homer, 11 batted in. 794 OPS. The righty winds, here's the 0-1. And Flores hammers it back to the screen, it's 0-2. Flores, 6-game hitting streak coming into this morning. 9 for his last 24. Jones at third base, Polensky at second. Brooklyn still has the infield in. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, got him. Slider darting away. And after the first two batters of the inning reached Tidwell, 6 pitches, 6 strikes, 2 strikeouts. And there are 2 down in the bottom of the first. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Now it is Spencer Henson as the infield moves back. And the righty's first pitch to Henson, waved at and missed. 95-mile-an-hour heater, it's 0-1. Henson 0 for 2 yesterday, did drive in a run with a sacrifice fly. Hitting at 258 on the year, 7 homers, 21 ribbies. The 0-1, and Henson pops it up. Left-hand side of the outfield. Coming to his left is Palmer, racing in his Ramirez as it drifts to center with the wind blowing out to right. And Ramirez in straightaway center field hauls it in for the final out of the inning. Didn't even think about how the wind would have impacted Jalen Palmer on that fly ball to start the half inning. But nicely done by Blade Tidwell to strand runners at second and third in the first. No runs, no hits, 1 error, 2 men left at the end of 1, no score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
Top of the second inning. No score between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday morning, wherever you may be tuning in. Hey, fans, if you ever wanted to throw out a first pitch at a Brooklyn Cyclones game, now is your chance, courtesy of National Grid. Log on to BrooklynCyclones.com to find out how you can apply today. William Lugo to lead off for Brooklyn in the top half of the second inning. Righty against righty. First at bat of the series and attacks the first pitch, grounds it foul up the third base line, and the count is 0-1. Lugo, one of the Mets' top 30 prospects entering the season. Righty deals Lugo a flare in a shallow center out is Torrey Alba, and he'll have to watch that one sail over his head and bounce in front of the center fielder Jones for a base hit. So William Lugo extends his hitting streak to 4. He's now reached in 6 straight dating back to last Wednesday. And Brooklyn has the leadoff man on for the 2nd straight inning. So 1 on, nobody out for the left fielder Jalen Palmer. Palmer 0 for 4 last night. 9-game on base streak was snapped. Righty against righty in the first pitch from Yuli is off the plate in. It's 1-0. Palmer hitting at 200 on the year, 19 for 95, a homer, 9 RBI, with a 624 OPS. The right-hander is 1-0, and Palmer takes down and in. Ball kicks to the left to Gomez. No advance from Flores at first. It is 2-0. Dimensions here at Heritage Financial Park, 325 down the line and left, 400 a straightaway center, and the batter's eye, and 325 down the line and right. Equidistant fences all around the diamond, at least in terms of height, as Palmer takes inside again. And the count runs to 3-0. Palmer, former top 20 prospect in the Mets organization. Extremely good athlete, energetic player, always very positive. Here comes the 3-0. And Palmer takes inside for ball four. So Jalen starts a new on-base streak as he works a walk. And the first two are on for Brooklyn in the top half of the second inning. That sends up Chase Estep. Estep did not play last night. 1-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored on Sunday in Wilmington. Hitting at a .143 on the year, 10-for-70. A homer, 9 RBI, a .474 OPS. You look back at his last 8 games since he snapped that 0-for-33 slide at the plate with a home run against Aberdeen during the most recent homestand. Estep 8 for his last 27. That's a .296 average. Righty against lefty, and the first pitch, the former Kentucky Wildcat, is in for a strike. It's 0-1. Hudson Valley this morning wearing the Navy pinstriped home white uniforms. Renegades across the chest in Navy lettering. The righty's 0-1. And Estep takes outside. It evens up at 1-1. Navy numerals front and back with a silver border. Yuli, long Navy sleeves at either end of that pinstripe top. Navy pinstriped home white pants. Yuli has them all the way down to his ankles. And bright white matching cleats. Takes a look towards second base. Now the 1-1, and Estep pulls it on the ground. Fair! Past the diving glove of Flores and down the right field line near Hudson Valley's bullpen. Lugo will score. Palmer gets the wave around third. Torrealba's relay to the plate, not in time. Sliding in head first with a 2-run triple is Chase Estep, and Brooklyn takes a 2-0 second inning lead. First triple of the year for Estep. The first triple of his professional career as well. RBIs 10 and 11, and Brooklyn strikes first on this Wednesday morning. Was a pitch right down the middle, and Estep didn't miss it. Infield in for Hudson Valley as Mateo Gill takes down and in. It is 1-0. Chase Estep continuing his impressive play at the plate. 1-0 on Gill, righty batter. And he swings and a fastball comes up empty. It is 1-1. Gill, 4-for-35 in Brooklyn with a homer and 3 RBI. 0-for-4 last night. Had a couple of balls hit in excess of 100 miles an hour, but had nothing to show for it. But 1-1. And Gill grounds it to the left. It's 1-2. Exit velos for Gill, not quite the same as Estep, but close enough that makes it feel that, sort of like Chase, he keeps hitting the ball the way he is. At some point, that's going to turn around. Righty deals, and Gill flares it off the end of the bat, shallow right, long run towards the line. Sanchez, he won't get there, but it lands foul in Hudson Valley's bullpen area in between the home plate and pitcher's mound. So the count remains at 1-2 on Mateo. Gill, minor league Rule 5 pick by the Mets in December from the Colorado Rockies organization. Didn't get a chance to meet her, but I know Mateo was able to spend at least a little bit of Mother's Day with his mom. She made her way out to the ballpark in Wilmington, which was wonderful, wonderful to see. Infield still in for the Renegades. 1-2 the count on Gill. The righty fires. And a swing and a foul ball. And Mateo stays in there. And a ball and 2 strikes. 2 runs in for Brooklyn in the second. On the 3-base hit down the right field line by Chase Estep. Yuli at the chest, the 1-2. Easton Gill, a ground ball to short. Softly hit. That's going to hold the runner at third. Cowles from the infield turf throws across the diamond. And Gill is the first out of the second inning. So a man at third, one down. Here comes the shortstop, Kevin Kendall. Kendall, 1-for-5 last night, made the start at second base, hitting at a .192 on the year. 14-for-73, no homers, 8 RBI, a .587 OPS. Infield stays in for the Renegades, first pitch the lefty batter. And the former UCLA Bruin takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Kendall crowds the plate from the left-hand side. Now the 0-1 from Yuli. And Kevin swings and misses at 83 up in the zone. It is 0-2. Yuli, predominantly fastball, slider, changeup, can also sink that fastball. A deep breath, now the 0-2. And Kendall swings and misses for strike three. Poured it by him at 94. And Yuli picks up his third strikeout. There is two away in the top of the second. So Estep has stayed stationary over at third base and back to the top of the order. And the speedy Omar De Los Santos. Omar, infield single in the hole at short. Stole the base last inning as Yuli's front door slider misses inside for ball one. Slider nominally gets 12-6 movement. Get more fly balls than some other sliders. It's a lot of swings and misses with the heavy heater. De Los Santos is able to foul that fastball back. It is 1-1. Has some natural sinking action with the fastball as well. Firm changeup, though. It's a lot of guys to swing underneath it and pop it up. Estep at third. Here's the 1-1 from Yuli. And De Los Santos scalds one foul in and out of the seats up along the third base line. Hit off a chair so hard it rolled all the way to the left field fence and fair ground underneath the 325 marker. 107 miles an hour on the foul ball by De Los. A 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Offered at the pitch down and in. And De Los Santos down and strikes as the side retired. But Brooklyn picks up two runs on two hits. The big blow, a two-run triple to right by Chase Estep. We are through an inning and a half. 2-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the second inning, Torrey Alba, Sanchez, Cowles. 6, 7, and 8 due up for Hudson Valley in the inning. And Blade Tidwell's first pitch of the bottom of the second is taken outside for ball one. Torrey Alba had a base hit last night. He's reached in every game since he's returned to Hudson Valley. And he takes outside. It is 2-0. Righty's 2-0 pitch, and Tidwell misses underneath the armpits of Torrey Alba. And he falls behind 3-0. Torrey Alba in Hudson Valley, 6-4-13 this year. No homers, two batted in. As he takes inside and low for ball four. So for the second straight inning, a walk starts Hudson Valley's half of the inning. And there is one on, nobody out for Aldeniz Sanchez. No word whether or not Aldeniz has an NIL deal with the restaurant Denny's. That was my first question to Joe Vasile when he told me the pronunciation yesterday. Somehow that needs to change. Roddy fires. And there's a fastball strike up and away. It's 0-1. Sanchez 3-for-4 last night with a couple of ribbies. Hitting at 250 on the year, a homer, 14 RBI. Roddy against Roddy, the 0-1 from Tidwell. And Sanchez pops it up. Right side. Gill on the outfield turf. Consuegra behind him. And Gill with one hand makes the catch above his cap for the first out of the second inning. One on, one out. Here is the shortstop, Ben Cowles. Cowles 1-for-4, doubled and scored a run yesterday. Hitting at 273 on the year, 5 homers, 11 RBI. Righty against righty. Tidwell throw over to first, and Torrey Alba back standing. Shout out to at Soundcheck Mama, tuning in from North Alabama on the Cyclones Radio Network, commenting on all the kids screaming and having a ball at the contest today as Cowles fouls it back. It is 0-1. Lots of screaming kids. That's one way to wake up a 31-year-old in the broadcast booth on a Wednesday morning. Honestly, my only complaint with education days in my career in pro sports, particularly in baseball, has to do with one thing. Breaking ball outside, it's 1-1. It's not the screaming kids. It's not being up early in the morning. Honestly, for me, it's jealousy. Why jealousy? Because when I was a school kid, I never went to a baseball game. Never went to a basketball game. A 1-1 pitch. On the outside corner, it's 1-2. Work at West Point, not too far away from here during the college hoop season, doing their women's basketball games. They have education day games now, much like minor league baseball does. And the only thing I'd ever want to do as a kid was get to go to a sporting event. So very jealous of these youngsters here in Wappingers Falls today, getting a chance to get out of the classroom and enjoy their time at the ballpark. 1-2 outside, it is 2-2. And much like the Cyclones will have next Wednesday at home against Winston-Salem, some educational factors thrown in. We'll have the aquarium out next Wednesday as well. The 2-2 pitch to Cowles. And a fastball up and away. At 96, it's full 3-2. So thank you, Soundcheck Mama, for tuning in. Always keeping track of what Blade Tidwell is doing. Native of the Volunteer State in Tennessee. Torrey Alba at first, one out. Brooklyn ahead by two. Runner goes, the 3-2 inside for ball four. So the second walk allowed by Tidwell in the inning. And the Renegades have the tying runs on with one out for the right-hander Marcos Cabrera. Cabrera 1-for-3, had an RBI base hit last night. As Victor Ramos out of the third base dugout to talk with the righty. Tidwell, 3 walks so far today. One shy of matching his career high, which is not something Tidwell is particularly trying to do. Cabrera, though, hitting at 231 on the year, 2 homers, 9 batted in. 5-4 his last 10 in the last 3 games. During his 3-game hitting streak, Cabrera. So Ramos and Parada say what they need to Blade and head back to their spots behind home and in the third base dugout. So 2-1, 1 away in the bottom of the second. Brooklyn this morning wearing the road grays with navy sleeves. BKLYN arched across the chest in navy. Navy numerals front and back with a powder blue border. As Cabrera swings at a slider, comes up empty, it's 0-1. Gray pants. Tidwell has them all the way down to his ankles. A very thin navy piping stripe down the side of those pant legs. Tidwell's 0-1. And Cabrera stepped in the bucket trying to hit another slide piece. It's 0-2. Tidwell in Brooklyn this morning. Navy cap, navy bill. With the light blue interlocking BC logo on the front. Here's the righties 0-2. Outside and low. Nice backhanded pick by Parada. Keep that ball from getting away. And it's one ball and two strikes. Continuing to warm up as this day moves along. Here's the 1-2. And Tidwell misses high. It is two balls and two strikes. Tidwell just about even balls and strikes so far this morning. 17 of his 32 have been in the zone. Torrealba at second, Cowles at first. Good speed on the bags. The 2-2 pitch off the plate in. It's a full count. And already at the third full count at a nine batters faced by Tidwell this morning. Runners break the payoff pitch. Cabrera, did he offer? Yes, he did on appeal, says the base umpire, Westlake. Cabrera almost threw his bat by accident in the direction of the home plate umpire, Shaw. But Cabrera clearly frustrated at the call for the base umpire. Not an easy position to make that call behind the pitcher's mound towards the third base side, a second. But a big punch out for Cabrera. A double steal, though. Torrealba to third, to second goes Cowles. The tying runs in scoring position for the top of the order in Spencer Jones, who swings and misses at a disappearing changeup. It's 0-1. Jones walked, was stranded at third last inning. Tidwell been continuing to work on that changeup, working with new grips alongside pitching coach Victor Ramos as a slider cut on and missed. Jones chased it up top the zone. It's 0-2. 28,000 plus RPMs on that slider. That is why it is deemed the best slider in the organization by Baseball America. Incredible spin. And Tidwell arguably his best pitch already. Second and third, two out. Here's the 0-2 to Jones. Fastball up and away. 96 that time from Tidwell. And the lefty lays off. Blade. Tidwell's middle name. He's never gone by his given first name, Jansen. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider down and in. A little bunny hop spin move from Tidwell to celebrate the punch out. As for the second straight inning, he strands runners at second and third and keeps Hudson Valley off the board. It was that gnarly slider. 28-52. The RPMs down and in by Jones's back ankle. Four Hudson Valley, no runs, no hits. Two men left on walks at the end of two. 2-0 Brooklyn on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, guys. Here at Bi-Cal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bi-Cal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Kevin Parada, Alex Ramirez, Stanley Consuegra, the 3-2 up for Brooklyn in the top of the third. Hope you're having a wonderful Wednesday morning. Enjoying your coffee, maybe an energy drink, and your favorite breakfast food along with us on the Cyclones Radio Network. Quarter to noon here on the East Coast. So glad to have you with us on this Wednesday, May the 17th. Sun shining, could be a little bit warmer here in Wappingers Falls, but We'll take what we can get. Enjoying the nice weather. Honestly, that was one of the funny things. Cameron Foster, scheduled to start for Brooklyn in tomorrow night's game. I was talking with him and Tyler Stewart before the team left to come up here yesterday morning. Foster from Houston, Texas. Stewart, family now lives in Florida, originally from Illinois. As Parada takes up and away, it's 1-0. Parada grounded out to short his first trip. He is 0-1. But I was laughing. Cameron Foster was mildly complaining about the weather change as that is high 2-0. Not really, because he's enjoying the much nicer, warmer weather finally up here in the Northeast. But he said he had bought a couple of heavier jackets to help cope with the cold weather. As Parada fouls it away, it's 2-1. So bought all these nice jackets. And now it's starting to get warm and might not need to wear them. Here's the 1-2 to Parada. Now back, it's 2-2. Righty kicks and delivers. And Parada pops it up right-hand side. Out is the second baseman. In is the right fielder, Sanchez, to his left. And as he backpedals at the last second, makes the catch over his head for the first out of the third inning. Brings up Alex Ramirez. And Ramirez swings and misses at the first pitch. And the count is 0-1. Righty against righty. And Rami gets it off the hands, fouls it to the right. And the count is quickly 0-2. Although I did say to Cam and Tyler Stewart, for that matter, doesn't get any warmer as you go up the ladder for the Mets organization. You just keep going north. From Brooklyn to Binghamton to Syracuse. And, of course, going to get that same kind of New York City weather in late March, early April, and May. The 0-2 pitch. Ramirez fouls it back, stays 0-2. So those jackets may not come in handy the rest of this minor league season. But I think Cam's going to have an opportunity to put those jackets to good use in the many years to come as he continues to work his way to Flushing, Queens. 0-2 on Ramirez. Bases empty and one out in the top of the third. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. Yuli from the windup. Here's his 0-2 pitch. And Ramirez strikes out swinging. Tied him up and in with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. And for Yuli, that is his fifth strikeout, two down in the top of the third. Hudson Valley loves to rack up those strikeouts. They had 15 of them last night in the opening game of the series. And struck out 40 batters in their last 30 innings coming into play today. And the first pitch to Consuegra nibbled out the end of the bat to first. Picked up by Flores, underhand flip to Yuli over to cover. And the right-hander has his first 1-2-3 inning of the day as Brooklyn retired on 10 pitches. No runs, no hits, nobody left. At the end of 2.5, it is 2-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Aaron Polensky, Antonio Gomez, Rafael Flores, 2-3 and 4, due up for the Gates in the bottom of the third inning. Aaron Polensky will lead off, reached on the drop fly ball and left back in the opening inning. Righty against righty. Tidwell from the windup, his first pitch. And Polensky pops it up in the air. Back behind second base, Mateo Gil on the center field turf. And with the center fielder Ramirez behind him, Mateo makes the catch above his navy lid for the first out of the third inning. One away. Here is Antonio Gomez, struck out his first time up. He is 0-1. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard across the South Atlantic League on this Wednesday morning. As Gomez swings and misses at the fastball away, it is 0-1. This far from the only South Atlantic League game in progress. Two other 11 a.m. starts this morning. As Gomez takes outside, it's 1-1. Jersey Shore, 2-0 lead at home against Wilmington in the top of the third inning. Jared Carr, Marcus Lee Sang with RBI. As a check swing from Gomez, he went around, says the home plate umpire Shaw. It is 1-2. Victor Vargas starting for Jersey Shore. Dustin Sines getting the ball for Wilmington this morning. Tidwell's 1-2. Fastball got him swinging. Fastball up at 95. And Tidwell has another strikeout. That is his fifth of the morning. Two out in the bottom of the third for Rafael Flores. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Other game in progress right now is in North Carolina. The first pitch to Flores taken for a strike. It's 0-1. He was punched out his first time up. Asheville a 1-0 lead on an RBI single by Tommy Sacco Jr. Oh, one outside. It's 1-1. Po Yu Chen getting the start for Greensboro. Miguel Ulloa, at least I think that's how you pronounce that name, getting the start for the Tourists. Flores takes inside. It's 2-1. Base is empty. Two out. Bottom of the third. Chase Easteps. Two run. Triple the difference. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. Here's his 2-1. And a check swing. Ground ball to first. Losing his footing was Easteps trying to go to his left towards the bag. But was able to keep himself upright. Take a step to his right. Backhand the ball. And take it to the bag himself. For the final out of the third inning. So Blade Tidwell matches Tyrone Yulee with his own first 1-2-3 inning of the day, retiring the Gates on 9 pitches, 3 innings in the books. 2-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
It's not an Education Day game without the SpongeBob theme song echoing out through the public address system. Honestly, it is kind of amazing. SpongeBob came out aired, I think, for the first time, May of 1999. I was 7 years old at the time. 24 years later, I'm now 31. And school kids still singing along with the theme song. First pitch of the fourth inning to William Lugo. Pulled on the ground, foul, it's 0-1. Lugo singled and scored. Back in Brooklyn's two-run second. Amazing longevity for the Nickelodeon show. The 0-1 pitch. Lugo pops it straight up. Left-hand side giving a look. Gomez, but this will get into the seats. It is 0-2. And you know it's had good staying power because we, with the Brooklyn Cyclones, who grew up with it, still making memes and things of that nature related to it. Roddy fires, and this pulled on the ground, foul wide at third. Stays 0-2 on Lugo. 108 miles an hour on the foul ball. And my friends and I still quote it, as do many people in my age group. The 0-2 pitch fouled away. It's 0-2. That's how you know you have a good kids show, when the jokes still land, whether you're 7 or 31. Yuli winds, here's his 0-2 pitch. And Lugo takes outside. It is one ball and two strikes. Continuing our look around the South Atlantic League today. Everything else will start at the 6 o'clock hour or later. Here comes the 1-2 to Lugo. High with a fastball. It is two balls and two strikes. Hickory will be at home against Rome this evening. Daniel Martinez will make the start for the Braves. First pitch scheduled for 6 o'clock in North Carolina. Here's the 2-2. Lugo takes inside from 0-2 to 3-2. Winston-Salem will host Aberdeen tonight. That game scheduled to get underway at 7 o'clock Eastern time from Truist Stadium. The payoff pitch to Lugo. Hit in the air, left center field. Back into his right is Jones. It'll hang up for him. Slight bend in his knees makes the catch down by his chest for the first out of the fourth inning. So Lugo just barely misses barreling it up and getting it out of the ballpark. One away in the top of the fourth for Jalen Palmer. Walked and scored in the second inning. No official at-bat today. Only other game on the docket in the Sally League today as Palmer fights it off the hands in his center, coming on Jones. And he'll make the catch by his navy lid for the second out. Two up and two down. Here is Chase Estep, the difference in this ballgame so far. Two-run triple to right back in the second. Greenville will host Bowling Green at 7:05 in South Carolina. Angel Bastardo will make the start for the drive. Righty against lefty, first pitch to Chase. And he takes a called strike. On the outside corner, it is 0-1. Estep, not the only man in his family to have played in this circuit. The righty is 0-1. And there is a called strike. And the count 0-2. But Estep's uncle, Chris, played for Augusta in the South Atlantic League back in 1989. As Estep fooled on the pitch down, could not lay off the slider. And Yuli with his second straight 1-2-3 inning. He has retired 9 in a row since giving up the two-run triple to Estep in the second. Righty needs 12 pitches to retire the side. We are through at 3.5. 2-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Bottom of the fourth inning, top of the 12 o'clock hour. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. Spencer Henson, Eduardo Torrealba, Denis Sanchez. 3-2 up for the Renegades in the inning. Blade Tidwell off his first 1-2-3 frame of the afternoon. Offers a slider on the inside corner for a strike to Henson. It is 0-1. Henson flied out to center his first time. And he takes outside. It is one ball and one strike. Henson, former ninth-round pick out of Oral Roberts. Here's the 1-1. Off the plate outside. It is two balls and one strike. Second straight year in Hudson Valley for Henson. Former Summit League Player of the Year. Righty. This is down and away. It's three balls and one strike. Even though he's from Oklahoma, Henson from Tulsa grew up as a huge Yankee fan. The 3-1 pitch. High for ball four. He's a big Derek Jeter fan and now part of the same organization that he grew up rooting for. As Henson works a leadoff walk, third time in four innings today, Tidwell has issued a free pass to the leadoff man. Renegades still don't have a base hit this morning. One on, nobody out for Eduardo Torrealba. Torrealba walked, stole a bag, was stranded at third in the second. And Tidwell's first pitch slider darts across for strike one. Torrealba, an interesting story. Has been with the Yankees organization since 2016. The 0-1. And Torrealba takes a called strike at 0-2. But he was originally signed out of his native Venezuela by the Yankees' rivals, the Boston Red Sox. Here's the righty's 0-2. And a slider low. Torrealba able to lay off. It's a ball and two strikes. But Torrealba was one of five Venezuelan players Major League Baseball removed from the Red Sox organization as a penalty for what the commissioner's office considered a circumvention of the bonus pool through package deals. As Torrealba takes one at the letter, strike three called. Got him on the slider. Another punch out for Tidwell. That is his sixth. And there is one away in the bottom of the fourth. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo. Paints, visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. One on, one out for Aldenis Sanchez. And he takes the fastball outside at 95. It is one ball and no strikes. Sanchez, originally signed out of the Dominican by another Yankee rival, the Tampa Bay Rays. The 1-0, and Sanchez tried to hold up on an elevated heater, could not. It is 1-1. But the Yankees acquired Sanchez back in July of 2021 as the player to be named later in the deal that sent former Yankee Mike Ford to Tampa Bay. The 1-1, and Sanchez comes up empty on a slider darting outside. And Tidwell ahead 1-2. Tidwell fans that beige leather mitt on his front left hip as he gets the sign from Parada. The pause. Now a 1-2 offering. And that slide piece drifts too far outside. Sanchez lays off. It's even, two balls and two strikes. Sanchez, 96 games with Hudson Valley last year. His first full game, or first full season as a member of the Yankees system. As Tidwell misses high with a fastball. And the count runs full at 3-2. Ben Cowles, the shortstop, waiting on deck. Marcos Cabrera will follow him. 2-0 Brooklyn, bottom of the fourth. JC steps, two-run triple, the only runs provided. Runner breaks the payoff pitch outside and low ball four. Trying to get him on the slider, but Sanchez laid off. And a second walk of the inning allowed by Tidwell. And Hudson Valley with a tying runs on and one out for Ben Cowles. Well, for Tidwell, he has walked five and struck out six today. Well, there actually is a hit on the scoreboard right now for Hudson Valley now. The drop fly ball in left field by Jalen Palmer has now been ruled a double for Aaron Polensky. Righty against righty, and Cowles a check swing foul ball to the first base coach's box. And the count is 0-1. Interesting. But that was changed to a base hit.
Did you find Chase? If he goes like this.
Righty's pitch to Cowles. Fastball outside, it's 1-1. Tidwell's had a tough time this morning locating the heater. Henson at second, Sanchez at first, one away. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and Cowles off the end of the bat towards the first base seats. It is 1-2. Temperature warming up just a tad, up to 55 degrees on this Wednesday morning. Feels more like 60 in the sunshine, but still a very windy day, 22-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the north northeast. American flag in right center blowing out. Now the 1-2. Fastball high, it's 2-2. Tidwell, 66 pitches with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Tidwell at the belt is 2-2. Slider just misses. Oh, my goodness. That had some filthy break. Tried to front door him. Might have fooled the home plate umpire, Westlake, as well. Some chirping from Brooklyn's third base dugout. In another full count, it's 3-2. See if the runners go. The payoff pitch. And a slider fouled back. It remains a full count. Second full count of the inning for Tidwell. And his fifth today. Renegades looking to tie the game or take the lead. Here's the payoff pitch, and they've got the runners picked off. Tidwell throws to third, and it's over the head of William Lugo. They're going to send Henson to the plate. Trouble picking it up for Kendall. Throw to third. That gets away from Lugo. Backed up by Tidwell, and Hudson Valley's on the board. It's 2-1. Tidwell had Henson picked off between second and third. Airmailed the throw at a third base. And Henson able to score. Sanchez goes first to third, and now the tying run 90 feet away. Infield comes in for Brooklyn. Now the payoff pitch, and Cowles a ground ball past the diving glove of Lugo in a left field of base hit. Scoring is Sanchez. It's an RBI single for Ben Cowles as Hudson Valley takes advantage of the errant pickoff throw to tie the game at two. For Cowles, his 12th RBI of the year.
Where are you two going?
And this game is all even.
No.
Parada out to the mound to try and settle down the right-hander Tidwell. So one on and one out. Here comes the third baseman, Marcos Cabrera. Cabrera struck out his first time. He is 0-1. That base hit by Cowles, the first real clean base knockoff of Tidwell today. First pitch on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Brooklyn, two runs, three hits. They have committed an error.
Oh, wait, excuse me.
Throw back to first. And Cowles dives back. Hudson Valley, two runs, two hits, no errors. They have left four. Left-hander up and throwing in Brooklyn's left field bullpen. Tidwell at 70 pitches on the day, the 0-1. And Cabrera fouls it back. It is 0-2. Roddy ready, throw back to first. Nearly caught the runner, Cowles leaning. It stays an 0-2 count on the third baseman. Tidwell is ready. Now the 0-2. And Cabrera sends it back behind home. It remains at no balls and two strikes. Hudson Valley, two runs in on a hit and an error. In the bottom of the fourth to tie this game. Another 0-2 pitch, and Cabrera swings and misses strike three. Ripped it right by him with a slider. Seventh strikeout today for Tidwell. Man at first, two out in the fourth, and back to the top of the order, and Spencer Jones. A paint in the corner, strikeout brought to you by Lock & Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx, reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Daniel Juarez warming up in Brooklyn's left field bullpen. Jones has walked and struck out, and he takes the fastball high. It's 1-0. Tidwell nearing 30 pitches in this fourth inning. Next one will be his 28th. The 1-0, and Jones a big bouncing ball to second. Fielded to his left by Gill, and a soft toss on to first retires the side. But Hudson Valley ties the game. Two runs on one hit, a costly error, and one man left at the end of four. We are tied at two on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Top of the fifth inning, this game tied at two. Tyrone Yuli back to the mound. He's retired nine in a row since giving up Brooklyn's first two runs on a triple by Chase Estep. Mateo Gill, Kevin Kendall, Omar De Los Santos. 8-9-1 due up. In the top half of the fifth inning, Gill to lead off. Grounded out to short his first time up. Back in the second. Righty against righty. And Yuli's first pitch is a strike on the outside corner. And the count is 0-1. The 0-1 And Gill tied up inside with another fastball. And the count quickly to 0-2. It's a wild game in minor league baseball earlier this week. As a matter of fact, yesterday, one of the top 100 prospects in baseball hitting for the Cycle. But it was an incredible stat line for Tigers prospect Colt Keith. As Gill takes high, it's 1-2. He had smacked two home runs in the first four innings, then completed the Cycle before the end of the seventh, and added an additional single in the eighth inning for good measure as Gill swings and misses at the off speed for strike three. Seventh strikeout on the afternoon for Yuli. 10 in a row retired by the 21-year-old. And there is one away in the top of the fifth for Kevin Kendall. Kendall struck out his first time. He is 0-1. But a six-hit night as Kendall takes outside. It's 1-0 with two home runs. Never been accomplished by a major league player before. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss by Kendall. It is 1-1, but that does lead us to our Coney Convo's trivia question of the afternoon. Here's the 1-1. Kendall lifts it in the air left side. Third baseman Cabrera called off by the shortstop Cowles. And a step or two onto the left field turf makes the play for the second out. Two away in the top of the fifth brings up the top of the lineup. Omar De Los Santos singled in the first, struck out in the second. He is 1-2. But today's Coney Combo's trivia question. Only four players in Major League history have recorded a six-hit night. The day they picked up a Cycle as De Los Santos, a liner right back to the mound. Nabbed by Yuli, quick reflexes to end the inning. Well, today's Coney Combo's trivia question, who is the most recent Major League player to record a six-hit Cycle? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Combos to chime in today. We head to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home on a Wednesday afternoon. 2-2 our score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Clay Tidwell back to the mound, bottom of the fifth inning. Cyclones and Renegades are tied at two. Brooklyn, two runs, three hits, an error. They have left two. Hudson Valley, two runs, two hits, no errors. They have left five. Aaron Polensky will lead off for Hudson Valley in the bottom of the fifth. And the righty's first pitch fastball misses up and away for ball one. Polensky was originally ruled an error, changed to a double back in the first. Popped up to second his last time in the third, the 1-0. And another pop-up back behind home towards us and onto the roof. It is one ball and one strike. Again, give you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. Mentioned Colt Keith, a two-homer, six-hit night. The day hit for the Cycle for Double-A Erie yesterday. Polensky takes a strike. It's 1-2. No player in Major League history has had two homers as part of a Cycle. And only four have had six-hit Cycles. This is a ground ball to short. Gobbled up by Kendall to his right. Low throw dug out on the backhand by Estep. And leadoff man retired in the fifth. One away. Here is Antonio Gomez. 0 for 2, a couple of strikeouts. But who was the most recent Major League player to record six hits on the night they hit for the cycle? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos. Chime in with your answer. Righty against righty. And Gomez can't hit the slide piece away. It's 0-1. Take a look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard in the bottom half of this fifth inning, the 0-1. Slider outside, it's 1-1. This is the only game going on across the system today. The 1-1 pitch. High and inside, ball two. Mets will be back at home this afternoon against Tampa Bay. 7-10, scheduled start. They fell last night. The righty's 2-1. Pulled on the ground wide at third. And it is two balls and two strikes. Kodai Senga will make the start for the Mets. Left-hander Josh Fleming will get the ball for the Rays out at Citi Field. The wind, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Slider up and in. Gomez down on strikes for the third time today. Eighth strikeout this afternoon for Tidwell. Two out in the bottom of the fifth for Rafael Flores. A strikeout grounded to first today. He is 0 for 2. A pain in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. First pitch to Flores, driven down the right field line. But this one hooking foul onto the roof of a shed down the line. It is 0-1. Well, the Mets will play at 7 o'clock tonight. Triple-A Syracuse on the road against the Norfolk Tides. Orioles affiliate, the 0-1. Up and away, it's 1-1. That game will get underway 6:35 Eastern. Syracuse has yet to announce their probable starter for the ballgame. A 1-1 to Flores. A fastball waved at and missed. Up in the zone at 93. And it's one ball and two strikes. Double-A Binghamton on the road against New Hampshire. Blue Jays affiliate the 1-2. This a tapper back towards the mound. Tidwell fields first base side of the hill. Sidearm throw to first in plenty of time to end the inning. So Tidwell, his second 1-2-3 inning of the day, retires Hudson Valley on 13 pitches. Five innings complete from Heritage Financial Field. We are tied at two apiece on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Tyrone Yuley has needed just 30 pitches to retire the side in order in each of the last three innings. Retired 12 in a row since Estep's two-run triple in the second. Parada, Ramirez, Consuegra, 2-3 and 4. Due up for the Cyclones in the inning. Parada 0 for 2 so far today. Flied out to right his last time up in the third. Righty against righty, and the first pitch to KP is taken low for ball one. Continuing our look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard on this Wednesday. Mentioned AA Binghamton on the road against New Hampshire, Blue Jays affiliate. That game will get underway at 6:35 tonight, the 1-0. And Parada gets hit in the back, try to get out of the way. And Yuli hit him on the front left hip. Parada appears to be all right. Chris Newell coming down a few steps from the third base coach's box. That ends the streak of 12 in a row retired by Yuli. And the leadoff man aboard to start the top of the sixth inning. Not fun to get hit with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Parada tried getting out of the way at the last second. Just didn't have enough time to get out of there. Brings up Alex Ramirez, has struck out twice today. And the first pitch he sees from Yuli. Change up on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Junior Santos, former Cyclone, will get the ball for AA Binghamton tonight. Here comes the 0-1. And Ramirez takes the front door breaking ball inside. It's 1-1. Single A St. Lucie will be at home tonight at 6:10 against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Left-hander Javier Atencio will get the ball for St. Lucie as Ramirez takes a strike on the outside corner. Count moves to 1-2. One on, nobody out, top of the sixth. The 1-2 pitch to Ramirez. And he lays off the pitch down and away. Did not go, says the base umpire. It is two balls and two strikes. American flag out in right center, blowing straight out to right field. A 1-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss got him. Pumped the off-speed by him away. And Ramirez down on strikes for the first out in the sixth inning. Eight strikeouts this afternoon for Yuli. One shy of matching his season high. Brings up Stanley Consuegra, has struck out and grounded to first. First pitch, the 22-year-old hits the zone down and away. It is 0-1. Josh Walker became the 95th former Cyclone to make his Major League debut last night for the Mets as Consuegra pulls it on the ground foul. And the count is 0-2. Walker came on through a scoreless seventh inning, worked around a couple of walks. 28 years old, former top 30 Mets prospect. 62nd former Cyclone to debut with the Mets. As Consuegra, a high fly ball to left. Back into his left as Polensky will stay in the ballpark. Reaches out to his left, can't make the catch. Bounces off the warning track. Jones fires in, cut off by the shortstop Cowles. It'll be a double for Stanley Consuegra, as now both left fielders have had trouble out in straightaway left today. Palmer had issues chasing one down in the first inning. Now Polensky with issues in the top of the sixth. A 99.8-mile-an-hour double off the bat of Stanley. His second double of the series. And Brooklyn with second and third and one out for William Lugo. Renegades with a right-hander up and beginning to warm. For Consuegra, that is eighth double of the year. A double brought to you by TD Bank and their double-up credit card. As Lugo fouls it away, it's 0-1. Offering up the 2% back on qualifying purchases. Bottom of the 12 o'clock hour. Brooklyn and Hudson Valley tied at 2. Cyclones second and third, one out. Infield in for the Renegades, the 0-1 to Lugo. Up and away, it's 1-1. Lugo single to center. And the second flied out to center in the fourth. Walker spent parts of three seasons in Brooklyn. 2 years when they were a short season affiliate in 2018 and 19, the 1-1. Lugo pops it straight up in the infield. Foul ground now, first base side. The catcher is there, but it lands between him and the first baseman Flores. The wind has been swirling all day today here in Wappingers Falls. The pitcher, Yuli, was over. The shortstop, Cowles, came in as well. And it looked like Gomez and Flores were trying to figure out who would take it, as well as where the ball would spin. And Atlanta almost immediately between the catcher and the first baseman. So Lugo gets a reprieve. And the count now 1-2. Yuli kicks and delivers. And Lugo gets hit. Hit him in the elbow. Right on the elbow guard. And he'll be awarded first base. The catcher, Gomez, trying to argue it hit the knob of the bat. But Lugo plunked by the offering by Yuli. Second hit batter of the inning for the 21-year-old. And the bases are loaded. Taking a look at our monitor in here. And it may have grazed his right hand. It's hard to tell whether or not it hit the knob of the bat. Well, the catcher, Gomez, out to talk with Yuli as the Renegades bullpen hurrying to get ready out and right. For Yuli, already has worked into the sixth inning for the second straight start. Season high of six innings against Rome back on April the 20th. So the bases are full with one out for Jalen Palmer. Has walked in fly to center. Righty against righty in the first pitch, and Palmer fouls it straight back. It is 0-1. Palmer will show another replay. This from behind center field. And if it caught Lugo, it just barely got him. The pitch to Palmer, soft ground ball to third. Chuck play for Cabrera, tries to find the handle, throws it away. Parada scores, heading to the plate. Consuegra, he'll score standing up to second base, diving in head first safely is Palmer. Two runs score, it'll be a fielder's choice and a throwing error on Cabrera. And the Cyclones take a 4-2 sixth inning lead. It was just a soft ground ball to third base. Was not going to be an easy play for Cabrera. Had trouble getting the ball out of his mitt. Even if he made an accurate throw, I think Parada would have been safe because of the delay getting it out of his mitt. A subsequent error after that allowing the second run to score. Second and third, one out, Brooklyn by two. And Chase Estep takes a called strike. It's 0-1. They actually rule that an infield base hit for Palmer. And then the error. So Palmer will get credit with an RBI. For Jalen, that is his 10th of the season. As he steps a sharp ground ball to second, fielded by Torre Alba. Throw home the tag, not in time! Oh, he slid underneath the tag, did William Lugo. What an incredible play by the Brooklyn third baseman. Able to get in underneath the throw by Torre Alba. And Brooklyn takes a 5-2 lead. It'll be a fielder's choice ground ball for Estep. His third RBI today, his 12th of the year. And Brooklyn has a 5-2 lead, and that'll be the end of the day for the right-hander Tyrone Yuli. Sergio Santos out of the first base dugout for the Renegades. They play another highlight of the tag at home, and that was the right call made by Chad Westlake as Lugo got underneath the diving attempt by the catcher Antonio Gomez. So Brooklyn, three runs in the top of the sixth. Hudson Valley making a pitching change. Nick Pashorek will be the new arm when we come back. 5-2 Brooklyn in the sixth on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Nick Pachorek. New arm in the game for Hudson Valley with runners at the corners. One out, three in for Brooklyn in the top of the sixth. They have a 5-2 lead. Pachorek, 6'2", 210 pounds. Will turn at 25 next month from Tarzana, California. Yankees' seventh-round pick in 2019 out of Northwestern in Evanston, Illinois. Mateo Gil, the seventh man to bat for Brooklyn in the inning. Palmer, the runner at third. Estep, the man at first. Pachorek working from the third base side of the mound. Righty sets by his shoulders. Runner breaks from first, and the first pitch hits Gil. That is the third hit Cyclone batter of the inning. Ran inside with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And one pitch into the day for Pachorek. Brooklyn has the bases loaded. Bases remain saturated for Kevin Kendall. Has struck out and popped up to short his last time an inning ago. Pachorek making his 10th appearance of the year. Has had a strong start to his campaign. Roddy fires and Kendall takes high. It is 1-0. Pachorek 3-0 with 3.6 ERA, two saves. Just six hits allowed in 10 innings, four walks, 11 strikeouts. A 176 opponent average. Pitching for the first time since Friday, the 1-0. And Kendall takes in the dirt. It's 2-0. Pachorek earned the win against the Ironbirds on Friday. Gave up a run on one hit in an inning and a third. Walked three and struck out two. And only one walk allowed in his first eight appearances this year. Here's the 2-0. And Kendall takes outside ball three. And now Pachorek in danger of walking in a run. Brooklyn, three runs in on two hits and an error here in the top half of the sixth inning. The set, the 3-0. Inside and low ball four. A four-pitch walk to Kevin Kendall, and Brooklyn takes a 6-2 sixth inning lead. For Kendall, his ninth RBI of the year. And six straight Cyclones have reached base since the Consuegra double with one out in the inning. Back to the top of the order in Omar De Los Santos. Has singled so far today. He's the ninth man to bat for Brooklyn in the inning. Pachorek deals. And there's his first strike of the day. Spins in there. It is 0-1. De Los Santos lined out to the pitcher for the final out of the fifth inning. The 0-1 from the righty. And that pitch on the outside corner, bluffing a throw behind the runner at first, is Gomez. It is 0-2. Pachorek fastball slider. Also can throw a split finger. Here's the 0-2, and De Los Santos swings and misses for strike three. Got him on the slider away. First strikeout tonight for Pachorek. Bases remain loaded with two out. And back to the man who led off the inning, Kevin Parada. All started with a 1-0 pitch that caught Parada on the left hip. First of three batters to get drilled in the inning for Brooklyn. Bases remain full, and Parada fouls the first pitch back. 92-mile-an-hour fastball, it's 0-1. Pachorek, former seventh-round pick, didn't go to college as a pitcher. Was actually Northwestern's backup catcher for a number of years before converting into the bullpen and helping propel himself to a pro career, the 0-1. And Parada flat-footed swings and misses. Offering up, it is 0-2. Hudson Valley will have 5, 6, and 7 due up in the bottom half of the sixth. Brooklyn bullpen up and going. Daniel Juarez looks like he'll come in to pitch. The 0-2. Parada, a soft ground ball back up the middle. Backhanded by Torre Alba. Throw to first in time. And the side is retired. But Brooklyn strikes for four runs in the inning and sent 10 men to the plate. Four runs, two hits, an error. The bases left full at the end of five and a half. It is 6-2 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. Blake Tidwell's day is done. Leaves in line for what would be his first win of the year. On a pitch is the gifted left-hander Daniel Juarez. 6 feet tall, 205 pounds. 22 years old from Guigüe, Venezuela. Making his 11th appearance of the year. 2-0, a spotless ERA with one save, just four hits allowed in 11 and two-thirds innings, four walks, 17 strikeouts. Opponents hitting under 100 against him so far this year. The pitch clock violation was called. I'm not sure who it was on. It was on the pitcher or the hitter. Saw the home plate umpire motion up towards the press box. Either way, the first official pitch of the day from Juarez is waved at and missed by Spencer Henson. And the count, at least as far as we know, is 0-1. Henson walked and scored his last time. That was in the fourth. And Juarez, another swing and a miss. And it was a automatic called strike on Henson to start the inning. And so Henson strikes out on that second pitch from Juarez. So nothing like a two-pitch strikeout for Daniel Juarez, one away in the bottom of the sixth, brings up Eduardo Torrealba. Has walked and struck out. The lefty's first pitch to him is a fastball at 91 for a strike. It is 0-1. Final line for Blake Tidwell today. Five innings, two runs, both unearned on two hits. Walked five, struck out eight. ERA down to 6.56 on the year. Torrealba takes low. It's 1-1. Tidwell, 88 pitches, 51 strikes. Not quite a season high in pitches for Blade today. Here comes the lefties, 1-1. Torrealba chases the changeup off the outside corner. It's 1-2. Final line for Hudson Valley starter Tyrone Yuley. He goes 5 1/3, gives up 6 runs all earned on 5 hits. A walk and struck out 8. Here's the 1-2. This is a number towards second base. Coming in on it is Gill. And the underhand flips to Estep to retire his counterpart for the second out of the sixth inning. Brings up Aldenys Sanchez. Walked his last time up and scored. Has also popped up to second. He is 0-4-1. But Yuley did hit a couple of batters. 90 official pitches, 64 strikes. So, bases empty, two out for Sanchez. Fan favorite here in Hudson Valley with his walk-up song being the SpongeBob theme song. As Sanchez takes low, it is 1-0. Nothing like being a kid at heart. We'll never knock Aldenys for choosing that as his walk-up song. A 1-0. Swing and a miss. It is 1-1. Certainly a way to endear yourself to the fans. Maybe not the older fans. Not thrilled with kids screaming. But I think everyone from my generation would certainly appreciate it, the 1-1. And Sanchez takes high for ball two. Base is empty, two out. Brooklyn a 6-2 lead in the bottom of the sixth. Four runs for Brooklyn in the top of the frame. Lefties 2-1. And Sanchez taps it foul. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. We'll get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day. In the top half of the seventh inning. Got sidetracked a little bit by the big Brooklyn in top half of the sixth inning. But for good reason. Here comes the lefties 2-2. And Sanchez takes in the dirt. It is three balls and two strikes. But our Coney Combo's trivia question of the day. Colt Keith had a six-hit, two-home-run cycle. For Double-A Erie yesterday, no major league player has put up that line in a single game as Sanchez takes high for ball four. So Juarez issues a two-out walk. And there is one on two out for Ben Cowles. Has reached twice today with a walk and an RBI single. But our question today, who was the last major league player to have six hits on the day they hit for the cycle? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos to see if you know the answer. Get you the answer in the top half of the seventh. Here comes the 1-0. That pitch off the outside corner. And it's two balls and no strikes. Juarez, after retiring the first two batters, thrown the last four pitches out of the zone as the 2-0 hits the outer half. And the count 2-1. I have a guess for Ian Kinsler. Not a bad guess, but not the correct answer. That is Kevin Howard. 2-1, throw over to first. And Sanchez back in standing. One on, two out. Brooklyn a 6-2 lead in the bottom of the sixth. Juarez ready. At the letters, the 2-1. And Cowles sends it out of play up the first base line. It is 2-2. Cowles drafted by the Yankees in 2021. 10th round pick out of Maryland. Was a third-team All-American. Led the Big Ten his final college year with 18 home runs. A look towards first from Juarez. Here comes the 2-2, but first a throwback to the bag. Cowles, those 18 home runs, the fourth most in Terrapin program history, and the most by a Terrapin hitter at the time in 19 years. One on and two out. The lefties 2-2 pitch, high for ball three, throw down by Parada, sails into center field. Getting up, heading to third goes Sanchez, throw there by Ramirez. Not in time. It'll be a stolen base for Aldenis Sanchez. He'll take third on the throwing error by Parada. And Hudson Valley with a man 90 feet away. And the count 3-2 on Cowles. For Sanchez, that is his seventh stolen base of the year. That throw just tailed on Parada. Had some two-seam movement on it towards right center field. 3-2 the count. Here's the payoff pitch. Popped in the air, first base side. A glance by Estep. Well, this will get out of play. It remains 3-2. Juarez with that runner at third. Has not allowed an earned run yet in his Cyclones career dating back to last season. That is a span of 16 innings. And hasn't allowed an earned run in 17 full innings dating back to last June the 22nd. As that pitch up and away for ball four. So after Juarez struck out and got a ground out to start this inning, back-to-back walks. And Hudson Valley with men at the corners and two out for the nine-hitter Marcos Cabrera. as Victor Ramos will make his way out of the third base dugout to have a chat. The big Mets news today has to do again with the minor leagues. Not quite Josh Walker making the call to the big leagues, the former Cyclone, but one of the Mets' top farmhands, Mark Vientos, getting called up to the major leagues. ESPN's Jeff Passan reporting it this morning when we were on our way to the ballpark. Vientos, 23 years old, homered again last night for AAA Syracuse, and what a season he has had, hitting .333, 13 homers, 37 RBI, an OPS over 1,100 at AAA Syracuse in 38 games. One of the Mets' top 10 prospects. Played mostly first and third base this year at AAA. Unclear right now where he will slot in. Obviously, Brett Beatty now at third. Pete Alonso at first base, a couple of former Cyclones. Vientos did play a little bit of left field at AA with Binghamton in 2021. Would expect him to see a lot of time as the team's DH. Cabrera has struck out twice today, and the first pitch he went around on the elevated fastball. It is 0-1. Mets looking for something to flip their script. Lost 16 of their last 22. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Tore the fastball by him. It's no balls, hit two strikes. Sanchez at third, Cowles at first. Both reaching on free passes. Brooklyn a four-run lead, the 0-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Fastball up and away. Juarez with a little shout into the turf to celebrate the final out of the inning. So Hudson Valley threatens but can't push anyone across. No runs, no hits, an error. Two men left on walks at the end of six innings of play. 6-2 Brooklyn. You're listening from Wappingers Falls on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We have no business being in this business. You can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Blake Tidwell walking with his bag and glove alongside assistant athletic trainer Maria Mueller before anyone gets worried. Nothing going wrong. Normal post-start activities for pitcher with the clubhouse not connected to Brooklyn's third base dugout. Has to walk out beyond the first base seats to get to the Cyclones visiting a clubhouse. Going to go do some post-start stretching and workout, and have his assistant trainer along with him to help supervise as Alex Ramirez swings and misses at the first pitch from Pechorek. It's 0-1. Ramirez has had a tough morning. Struck out in all three at-bats today. Homered last night, the 0-1. And Pechorek slider across for a strike. It is 0-2. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convos trivia question of the day. Mentioned Colt Keith had a two-home run, six-hit cycle yesterday for Double-A Erie as Ramirez chases down and away for strike three. The golden sombrero for Rami today. And Pechorek has his second strikeout. One out in the top of the seventh. Going to be a little bit quieter in front of us here at Heritage Financial Park the rest of the way, as Stanley Consuegra takes a strike on the outside corner. A lot of the school kids that were sitting directly in front of our booth and the Hudson Valley booth to my right have departed, making their way back to the classroom. The 0-1. Consuegra fouls it back towards us. Onto the roof, it's 0-2. Nearing the top of the 1 o'clock hour, Justin Rock with you from Wappingers Falls. 6-2, Cyclones our score. 0-2, the count on Consuegra. The righty fires, and the breaking ball misses down and away. It's 1-2. Was a little loud with some screaming kids. I'll be honest, wasn't too bad trying to navigate my way, trying to see through standing kids and adults as Consuegra can't hold up on the sweeping slider. And there is two out in the seventh. Back-to-back strikeouts from Pachoric. And there is two down for William Lugo. Lugo hit by a pitch and scored last inning. Also has a single. He is 1-for-2. But our question today was, who was the last major league player to record a six-hit night on the day they hit for the cycle? We had a guess for former Ranger star Ian Kinsler as Lugo takes a strike. It's 0-1. But the answer to our Coney Convos trivia question today is Christian Yelich as Lugo hits one on the ground through the hole between third and short for a base hit. Multi-hit game for Lugo. And Brooklyn has a two-out base runner in the seventh. 105 miles an hour off the bat on the one base hit by Lugo. Yelich, the last major leaguer to have six hits on the day he hit for the cycle, did it on August 29, 2018, so almost 5 years ago. One on and two out. Throwback to first, and Lugo dives back. Video guys, including Matt Anello, going to be very happy the kids have left the building. No more kids screwing around with the cameras that are stationed up around different parts of the ballpark that each team uses to help improve the players' play. As Palmer takes outside, it's 1-0. That's how they go and get the video they need to learn and improve on a day-to-day basis. Shout out Ryan Hecht, Matt Anello. 1-0. Outside it is 2-0. Ryan, the head analytics guy for the Cyclones. Matt, the baseball systems associate, their official titles. Two really wonderful young men. Runner breaks from first. The 2-0 swing and a miss by Palmer. Throw down by Gomez offline towards the third base side of second. William Lugo with a stolen bag. Count 2-1 on Jalen. So for Lugo, a multi-hit game, his second stolen base of the year. So Brooklyn, a man in scoring position. 2-1, the count on Palmer. Infield RBI knock his last time. Also came around to score. Here comes the 2-1. Sweeps outside for ball three. So thanks to everybody who has been tuning in and answering our Coney Convos trivia questions. 3-1 is the count. Roddy fires, and Palmer off the end of the bat, back into the seats. It is a full count, 3-2. It's cool seeing all the kids out here today in Hudson Valley. Still quite a few up along the first and third base line, still in attendance. Here's the payoff pitch, and Palmer swings and misses for strike three. Pachoric struck him out on the slide piece, and the side retired for Brooklyn in the seventh. No runs, a hit, one man left. Time to get up and stretch from Heritage Financial Park. Brooklyn, a four-run, 6-2 lead. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Great to be visited by the Wolf, David Pecoraro, here in Hudson Valley, sporting his old school red and gold Cyclones cap, the old school Brooklyn Road Grays with the red sleeves. I have to bring those back as a throwback uniform sometime soon. Daniel Juarez back to the mound, bottom of the seventh inning, and his first pitch to the top of the order and Spencer Jones is taken outside for ball one. Juarez stranded a couple men on base in the sixth. Brooklyn is 6-2 lead, the 1-0. And Jones takes a strike at the knees. It's 1-1. Jones walked, struck out, ground out his last time up to second in the fourth. Lefty against lefty. Here's the 1-1. And Jones takes a called strike on the outer half. It is 1-2. Warming up gradually as the day has moved along. Temperature up into 57 degrees now. Real feel at 61. The 1-2. Just misses. Good spot from Juarez ahead of the count of ball and two strikes. Think that would have been a strike in the automated zone. And he's still been pitching in the FSL. Here comes the 2-2. Sails high. It's a full count. Take a look around Major League Baseball here on this Wednesday morning. Some games about to get underway on a getaway day Wednesday. The payoff pitch, and Jones, a soft tapper to the right side. E-step underhand flip over to Juarez, and he's laid over to cover, and Jones beats it out. Was a ground ball somewhat in the hole between first and second. E-step raced over to his right to pick up the baseball. Gill was moving to his left to back up and maybe make a play on it himself. Juarez a tad bit late getting over to cover the bag. And Jones, his first hit of the day. And the leadoff man on for the Renegades in the seventh as Aaron Polensky takes down and away for ball one. Right-hander up and throwing for Brooklyn down the left field line. That looks to be Paul Gervais. Tigers and Pirates about to get underway out in Detroit. Eduardo Rodriguez against the former Met Rich Hill. Polensky fouls it back. It's 1-1. Polensky 1-for-3 with a double. Rounded out to short his last trip in the fifth. Rockies host the Reds at 3:10 Eastern Time. Austin Gomber will go for Colorado against the righty Graham Ashcraft. 1-1. And Polensky a little nubber up the first baseline. It'll stay a couple inches in foul ground where it's picked up by Estep. And it's now 1-2. Dodgers at home against the Twins this afternoon. Dustin May will go for L.A. Sonny Gray, former Yankee, will go for Minnesota. Diamondbacks in Oakland taking on the A's. That'll get underway at 3:37 Eastern. Former Yankee prospect Luis Medina will go for Oakland against Ryne Nelson. Medina hard throwing righty. Pitch for Hudson Valley in 2021. Here's the 1-2. Just low. Another good spot. But not getting the low strike from the home plate umpire, Westlake. It's 2-2. Phillies in San Francisco taking on the Giants at 3:45. Runner going. Low throw to first. Pickoff throw by Estep to second. And Jones was off the bag and he's out. Oh, my goodness, that could have been a disaster for Brooklyn. It was a low pickoff throw by Juarez to first. Estep had to make a backhanded stop to grab it. His throw to second base was late, but Jones with the turf overslid feet first into second, and a heads-up diving tag by Mateo Gil to apply it and throw out Jones. So 2-2 the count, and Polensky strikes out on a pitch inside. Got him on the fastball at 91. Oh, what a turn of events after it looked like Jones had second base stolen. Even though he was picked off, he ends up oversliding the bag, and on the very next pitch, Polensky strikes out. There are two away. Bases empty for Antonio Gomez, 0 for 3 with three strikeouts. And he takes low for ball one. Taiwan Walker, the former Met, will go for the Phillies. Ross Stripling will get the ball for the Giants tonight. 1-0 from Daniel. Inside and low, it's 2-0. Padres at home against the Royals. That'll get underway at 4:10 Eastern. Yu Darvish for San Diego, Carlos Hernandez. Roddy will get the ball for Kansas City. The 2-0 and a swing and a miss. Gomez lunging at the fastball away. It's 2-1. 6:35, the Orioles take on the Angels in Baltimore. Kyle Bradish will go against Griffin Canning. Base is empty, two out in the seventh. Brooklyn a 6-2 lead. A 2-1, and Gomez puts it out of play behind home. It's two balls and two strikes. Marlins host the Nationals at 6:40. Edward Cabrera for Miami. Mackenzie Gore will go for the Nationals. Battle of two talented rookies. 2-2 the count. Here's the pitch. And Gomez lays off high for ball three. And for Juarez, in his second inning of work, already his fourth full count. These Hudson Valley hitters very patient, waiting for their pitch. Now the payoff. In there with a changeup, strike three called. Fourth strikeout today for Juarez. That penny in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. No runs, a hit, nobody left on the caught stealing. At the end of seven, it is 6-2 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Bicol Auto Mall pitching change for Hudson Valley as we move to the top of the eighth inning. Nick Pachorek is out. Right-hander Carlos Gomez, the third arm used by the Renegades today. And his first pitch to Chase Estep fouled out of play. And the count 0-1. Gomez, 6'1", 195 pounds, will turn 25 next month from Esperanza in the Dominican Republic. Estep 1-for-3 with a two-run triple. And the 0-1, a bouncing ball back towards the mound. Fielded on the first base side of the hill by Gomez. His momentum carries him to first base. And he'll just take it to the bag himself for the first out of the eighth inning. One up, one down for Gomez. Brings up Mateo Gil. Hit by a pitch last time. He is 0-for-2 today. Final line for Pachorek. An inning and two-thirds. No runs, a hit. Walked one, struck out four. Did allow one of his two inherited runners to score. As Gill takes outside, it is 1-0. Pachorek, 26 pitches, 17 strikes today. Base is empty, one out. Here's Gomez, is 1-0, and Gill tomahawks it on the ground, foul wide of third. It is 1-1. Gomez making his 12th appearance on the year, 1-1, a 5.4 ERA. 15 hits in 16 and two-thirds, 13 walks, 26 Ks, the 1-1. And Gill off the end of the bat up the middle. Backhanded, bobbled by Torre Alba behind second, throw to first, just in the nick of time to get the hustling Gill for the second out. Gill thought he beat it out, but Torre Alba just enough arm strength to get him. Two down in the eighth inning. Here comes Kevin Kendall, 0-for-2 with a walk. Bases loaded walk his last time in the sixth. Take a look at the replay here. And Hudson Valley, on the monitor they gave us, can't really tell from that angle. The first pitch to Kendall, pulled on the ground, foul, it's 0-1. Gomez pitching for the first time since Sunday in Aberdeen through a scoreless inning. Walked one and struck out three, 23 pitches, 12 strikes. Bases empty, two out, Roddy deals. And Kendall takes down an in. It's one ball and one strike. Gervais still throwing for Brooklyn down the left field line. Likely to come on and pitch the bottom of the eighth. As Kendall takes low, it's 2-1. And if that was indeed the final inning for Juarez in the seventh, another scoreless outing for him. Still has not allowed an earned run since June 22nd last year, 11 months ago. As Kendall swings and misses. Fastball away at 92. It's 2-2. We'll have extended that inning streak to 28 and a third without an earned run. Longest stretch at minor league baseball in that span. As Kendall takes down and in. And the count full 3-2. Top of the lineup, Omar De Los Santos waiting on deck. Gomez predominantly fastball slider. Also cut it and throw a curveball. Here comes the payoff pitch, and Kendall takes the backdoor breaking ball outside for ball four. So Kendall on base for the second straight trip. And the Cyclones with one on and two out. Back to the top of the order in Omar De Los Santos. Omar 1-for-4. Singled, stole a base in the first, has struck out twice and lined out to the pitcher since. Gomez sets just above the belt. Here's his first pitch. De Los Santos takes down and away for ball one. Continuing our look around the majors today, Yankees will be in Toronto taking on the Blue Jays at 7:07. 1-0. De Los Santos takes a strike. It's 1-1. Garrett Cole will go for the Yankees. Former Met Chris Bassett will get the start for Toronto. Kendall leads off first. Here's the 1-1. And De Los Santos off the end of the bat, but stays foul by an inch or two. Up the first baseline, it's a ball and two strikes. Mariners in Boston taking on the Red Sox at 7:10. Marco Gonzalez against the rookie right-hander Brian Bello. Of course, the Mets and Rays at 7:10. Kodai Senga against Josh Fleming as De Los Santos. A towering fly ball to left. Going back now in and to his right is Polensky fighting the wind and the sunshine. Makes the catch with a little bend in his knees to end the inning. No runs, no hits. One man left on a walk at the end of 7.5. 6-2 Brooklyn on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup guard exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone's social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Time for a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. It is the tallest man on Brooklyn's roster. The right-hander Paul Gervais will take over in the bottom of the eighth inning. Paulie G, 6'10", 240, will celebrate his 23rd birthday. Coming up next Tuesday from Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. Flores, Henson, Torrey Alba, heart of the Hudson Valley lineup, due up in the bottom of the eighth inning. Flores 0 for 3, and the tall righty's first pitch fastball across for a strike at 94, and the count is 0-1. Numbers for Gervais so far this season, making his 10th appearance. Here's the 0-1. Outside and low. It is one ball and one strike. Gervais, 0-2 record, a .68 ERA. One save. Seven hits in 13 and a third innings. 14 walks, 21 strikeouts. Here's the 1-1. And Flores tied up inside. Did he go on appeal? No, he did not. And it's 2-1. Gervais, pitching for the first time since Saturday, took the loss. Gave up a run on a hit in an inning and two-thirds. Walked one, struck out three. Here's the 2-1. And this off the end of the bat into right field for a base hit. So Rafael Flores extends his hitting streak to 7. And the Renegades have the leadoff man on. Second straight inning they have done that. Brings up the designated hitter, Spencer Henson. Final line for Daniel Juarez. Two shutout innings, a hit, two walks, four strikeouts. 39 pitches, 22 strikes. Righty against righty. And Henson off the hands. Hammers it back to the screen. It's 0-1. Henson 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Struck out against Juarez back in the sixth. Hudson Valley in the navy pinstriped home whites. Brooklyn in the road grays. Here's the 0-1 outside. Fastball at 94. It is 1-1.
1-1. And Henson fouls it away. It's 1-2. Closing up our look around Major League Baseball today. Cardinals will host the Brewers at 7:45. Matt Liberatore called up to make his season debut for St. Louis. Corbin Burnes, former Cy Young Award winner, will get the ball for Milwaukee. Now the 1-2, and Henson checked his swing, and it hit him. He did not go on appeal, and Henson hit by the pitch, trying to get out of the way of a fastball. Chris Newell out of the third base dugout. He's going to pick up the argument with J.T. Shaw. The trainer for Hudson Valley out to take a look. That is Nori Subero. Similar to what happened with William Lugo in Brooklyn's four-run sixth inning. Henson hit right by the hand near the knob of the bat. And the first two have reached against Gervais in the eighth. Brings up Eduardo Torrealba. 0 for 2 of the walk as Henson still getting checked on out beyond the first base bag. Looking at his right hand. It was a 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Gervais. That caught the top hand of Henson. Well, the Rangers will host the Braves at 8:05. Nate Eovaldi will take his scoreless inning streak into that one against Spencer Strider. Cubs in Houston taking on the Astros at 8:10. Drew Smyly against the rookie J.P. France. And the White Sox at home against the Guardians. Mike Clevinger against the rookie Peyton Battenfield. 2-1, nobody out, bottom of the eighth. Brooklyn trying to hold on to a four-run lead. Righty against righty. And the first pitch to Torrealba sent skyward. Back behind second base, infield fly rule in effect. The shortstop Kendall trying to avoid the runner at second, Flores. And both are all right as Kendall makes the catch for the first out of the eighth inning. Kendall and Flores were sharing a laugh as they were checking out Henson before. And now Kendall had to avoid Flores in order to catch that baseball. Didn't need to for the out to be recorded. So first and second, one out for Aldenis Sanchez, 0 for 1 with a couple of walks. And Gervais lifts his front leg and spins towards second base. Brooklyn will have 2-3 and 4 due up in the top of the ninth. Gervais comes set, a look towards second base. Here's the pitch. And a fastball outside. And it's 1-0 on Aldenis Sanchez. Gervais, Mets 12th round pick out of LSU last year. Here's the 1-0. Off the outside corner, another fastball at 93. And it's two balls and no strikes. Gervais, predominantly fastball, slider, and also works a split finger in there. The 2-0. And Sanchez backing out of the way. Takes a strike at the bottom of the zone at 95. And the count 2-1. Gervais, long winding road into the Mets organization. Went to four different colleges for closing out at LSU. 2-1, and they've got the runner picked off. Throw back to second, not in time. Was a great move by Gervais. The runner, Flores, danced too far off the second base bag, and Gervais was not far enough into his motion yet. Was able to step off and throw to second. 2-1, way outside, ball three. Ben Cowles, the shortstop, waiting on deck. He represents the tying run. And Gervais originally said he was going to go back to LSU before inking his pro contract with the Mets. The 3-1 pitch. Fastball at the knees for strike two. Sanchez walked across home, thought he had ball four. And the count full on the Hudson Valley right fielder. Flores singled. He is at second. Henson hit by a two-strike pitch. He is at first. Right-hander up and throwing for Brooklyn down the line and left, the payoff pitch. A ground ball back up the middle. Diving stop by Gill. Flips to second for one, and that's the only out they'll get. Oh, what a nifty play by Mateo Gill, sliding to his right. And then the shovel while his body was still on the brown-shaded turf to Kendall, cutting across the bag to his left to get the out at second base. Could have very easily snuck underneath Gill's glove to bring in a run. Instead, a 4-6 fielder's choice. Runners at the corners for Ben Cowles as Victor Ramos comes running out of the third base dugout to have a quick conversation with Paul. Mateo Gill looked really good at second base so far today and throughout the early tenure in his Cyclones career. Kendall hasn't received as many opportunities at short this season as he did back in his college days, but has played a very nice shortstop position when given the opportunity for Brooklyn so far this season. So, Victor says what he needs to Gervais as he heads back to the dugout, and Kevin Parada returns back behind home. Brooklyn, 6 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They have left 7. Hudson Valley, 2 runs, 4 hits, an error. They have left 7 as well. Wilkin Ramos up and throwing in Brooklyn's left field bullpen just in case. So Beatty Gervais' 16th pitch of the inning. And his first toss to Cowles, high for ball one. Cowles has reached base all 3 times tonight. A couple of walks and a single. He's also brought in a run and stolen a base, the 1-0. And Cowles laid on a fastball up at 95. It is 1-1. Marcos Cabrera, the third baseman, on deck. Still a 6-2 Brooklyn lead. Here's the 1-1. Slider missing down and in. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Another fastball ripped by him at 94. And it's 2-2. Sun shining. Bottom of the 1 o'clock hour in the east. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Hudson Valley took the opening game of the series last night, 9-6. Brooklyn trying to snap the 4-game losing streak. They have a 6-2 lead with 2 out in the 8th. The 2-2 runner goes from first, pitch up and in, and Parada holds on to the ball, not going to risk a throw down as Sanchez swipes second. So Aldenis Sanchez, his second stolen base today, his 8th of the year. And now second and third and 2 out and a full count on Cowles. The payoff pitch, foul to the right. And we'll do it again. Brooklyn 2 in the 2nd, 4 in the 6th. Hudson Valley's only 2 runs on an error and a single in the 4th. The payoff pitch again, outside and low ball 4. And the bases are loaded. So Hudson Valley will bring the tying run to the plate here with 2 out in the bottom of the 8th inning in the form of the third baseman, Marcos Cabrera. Gervais, 22 pitches in the inning, 50% balls and strikes. And here is Cabrera, 0 for 3, has struck out 3 times, but does have 2 homers on the year, hit 14 last season in the Florida State League. The righty deals. And the first pitch, fastball, up and away for a called strike. It's 0-1. The 0-1. Breaking ball hit in the air to left. Back into his left goes Palmer fighting the sun. Called off by the center fielder Ramirez, back into his right. And Ramirez makes the running grab, still on the green shaded turf, to retire the side. Long way for Ramirez to run. Was playing more towards left center field. But nonetheless, Gervais gets into and out of trouble as he strands the bases loaded in the 8th. No runs, 1 hit. Bases left full. We move to the 9th. Brooklyn 6 and Hudson Valley 2. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Kevin Parada leads off for Brooklyn, top of the ninth inning. Cyclones looking to add to a 6-2 lead. He'll be followed by Alex Ramirez, Stanley Consuegra, if anyone reaches, William Lugo, and then Jalen Palmer. Back to work, Gomez, first pitch of the inning, hit in the air to center. Back goes Jones, the warning track at the wall, and it bounces off the warning track and up against the 400-foot marker. On his way to second, stopping there with a double, is Kevin Parada. A first pitch, two-base hit for KP, his first hit of the day, and Brooklyn a man in scoring position, one toss into the ninth inning. A double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. So Parada continues his double parade. His 10th two-base hit of the season, that leads the team. 102.6 miles an hour off the bat. So Brooklyn with a man in scoring position and nobody out trying to find some insurance. As Alex Ramirez will dig in, he's had a tough day today. 0 for 4, he has struck out all 4 times. And a great running catch to end the bottom of the eighth. And the first pitch he sees, a swing and a foul tip. Slider away, it's 0-1. Ramirez, been fooled by that slider today, has been overzealous on that pitch. Righty's 0-1, and another slider hit down the right field line, hooking towards the corner. Will it stay fair or foul? It is a foul ball. It hit off as something down the right field line. A Brooklyn dugout thinks it should have been a home run. It hit off something very close to the fair foul pole. I don't necessarily know if it hit the pole or it hit a tall black beam. That's about halfway up the foul pole, just to the right of it in foul ground. It's 0-2 on Ramirez. Would love to see a replay on that. We'll see if Hudson Valley's video feed ends up showing it. We'll take a look at it again. Yeah, that's what it hit. It hit the black metal pole just to the right of the fair foul pole. To the right of the 325 marker as Ramirez takes outside. It's 1-2. I didn't think it hit off the pole for a home run. I was trying to figure out what it hit. Great job by the Renegades camera crew to find it. 1-2 pitch. Ramirez on the ground at third. Off the body of the third baseman Cabrera. Breaking to third. Parada and everybody safe. Ramirez reaches first base safely. Came off the bat at 96 miles an hour. We'll see how this one is scored. Will it be a hit or an error? But either way, Brooklyn with a big rally brewing in the ninth. First and third, nobody out. It'll go down as an E5. That allows Ramirez to reach. So first and third, nobody out. Consuegra 1-for-4 with a double. And a run score today, and he swings and fouls the first toss back by Gomez. It's 0-1. Fans, a reminder, after the final out, don't go anywhere. We'll have the recap report for you, a look back at today's game, scores from out of town, and a look ahead to Game 3 in this series tomorrow night. Back to a 6:05 scheduled first pitch as Consuegra can't hit the curveball. It is 0-2. Cameron Foster will get the ball for Brooklyn tomorrow. 0-3, a 6.2 ERA. The 0-2 from Gomez, hit on the ground in the hole between third and short. Breaking for home, Parada. Throw to second for one. Relay to first is wide and not in time. It'll be a fielder's choice off the bat of Stanley Consuegra. An RBI for him as well, his 19th run batted in this season. And Brooklyn takes a 7-2 ninth inning lead. It's the hard ground ball in the hole. A nice backhand pick by Cowles to get the out at second. Well, the throw to first by the second baseman, Torrey Alba, sailed to the first base, or the right field side of first base. And stayed in the field of play, so no advance. But a man at first, one out. A five-run Brooklyn lead. The count now 1-0 on Lugo as he takes outside. 1-0 on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Lugo, 2-for-3, a couple singles. Been hit by a pitch and a throw back to the bag. And Consuegra back in standing. For Lugo, his first multi-hit game of the season. Another balloon has made its way out onto the field. Juan Loyo, coaching at first base, was trying to track it down before the wind carried it out of play anyway. Now out by the Renegade bullpen, Hudson Valley reliever is pointing at it. As Lugo takes up and away, it's 2-1. Roddy fires, and William takes outside. It's 3-1. Hudson Valley will have the top of their lineup due up in the bottom of the ninth. It'll be Jones, Polensky, and Gomez. The 3-1 outside for ball four. So William Lugo on base four times today. Got off to a little bit of a slow start offensively to begin the season after missing the first essentially month of the campaign. But really has turned it on over the course of the last few weeks. As he feels healthier and getting more and more acclimated once again to the South Atlantic League. As Preston Claiborne, Hudson Valley's pitching coach, out to the mound to have a talk. Claiborne, former Yankee pitcher in his own right. Claiborne, 35 years old, pitched for the Yankees in 2013 and 2014. Had a lifetime 3.79 ERA and 62 relief outings with New York. Pitched in one game for Texas in 2017. And very likely has pitched at Maimonides Park. Made 19 relief appearances with the Staten Island Yankees in 2010. As a matter of fact, his last outing as a member of the Staten Island Yankees was in Coney Island. As Palmer takes outside, it's 1-0. Jalen 1-for-3 with an RBI infield single. August 18th, 2010, through a scoreless inning. A swing and a miss, it's 1-1. The question was it Keyspan Park at the time or was it MCU Park? Not quite Maimonides Park yet, back 13 years ago. The 1-1. And Palmer swings and misses. Snap throw behind the runner at second. The tag by Torrey Alba. They got him. Oh, what a throw by Antonio Gomez to pick off the lead runner at second base. It's 1-2 on Palmer. But Antonio Gomez with an incredible throw to catch Consuegra, who took too big of a secondary lead. 1-2. Outside and low, it's 2-2. 2-4 on the pickoff there. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball kicks to the right of Gomez, breaking to second Lugo, and he'll slide in safely. So Lugo advances to second on the wild pitch. And Brooklyn, a man in scoring position again with two out. And a full count on Palmer. Chase Estep waiting on deck. Gomez's payoff pitch, and Palmer swings and misses at the changeup for strike three. But Brooklyn picks up another run on one hit and error, And one man left. We move to the bottom of the ninth. Cyclones trying to snap the four-game losing streak. They lead 7-2. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Paul Gervais staying on to try and record the final three outs of this one. Brooklyn a 7-2 lead. Two in the second, four in the sixth, one in the ninth. Both of Hudson Valley's runs coming in the bottom of the fourth. Brooklyn, seven runs, seven hits, two errors they have left. Eight, Hudson Valley, two runs, four hits, two errors they have left. 10 so far today. Top of the lineup, two up for the Renegades in the ninth. Spencer Jones, Aaron Polensky, and Antonio Gomez, the three scheduled to bat in the frame. Spencer Jones, infield base hit, was caught stealing when he overslid second base in the seventh. Has also walked so far today. Yankees first-round pick last year out of Vanderbilt. And the righty's first pitch. And Jones fouls it away. It's 0-1. Jones, no stranger to one of the two in our Brooklyn broadcast booth. Johnny Gadamowicz calling games for him in the Cape League in 2021 with the Brewster Whitecaps. The 0-1 pitch outside, it's 1-1. And that's part of the reason why I think the comparisons between Jones and Aaron Judge aren't totally off. Jones, the first college outfielder the Yankees have taken since Judge. As this fouled off the catcher, Parada, it's 1-2. But he's 6'7", 240 pounds. Aaron Judge, also 6'7". A little bit older. He's put on some more muscle in his pro career. But one of the reasons why I think there's a heavy comparison between the two, the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Change up down. And Gervais picks up the strikeout, his first of the day, one away in the ninth. And painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. But Jones and Judge played for the same Cape League team. Both played center field for the Brewster Whitecaps. 9 years apart. As Polensky takes down and away, it's 1-0. Remember seeing Judge my first year on the Cape in 2012 at Brewster. 9 years later, Jones played there with Johnny Gadamowicz broadcasting as Polensky takes low. It's 2-0. It's 1-for-4 with a single today. But I was not impressed by Judge in the Cape League. Didn't have great numbers that year, the 2-0. On the inside corner, a strike. It's 2-1. Guys like Mason Robbins and Colin Moran hit more home runs than him. And here were the baseballs in the Cape League were actually juiced. They cut it open and they saw it literally was a juiced baseball. 2-1. Fouled out of play to the right. It's 2-2. And I remember famously saying, went back to the Cape for the following year, 2013, watching the draft, and the Yankees took him. I turned to my friends and said, he'll never play an inning in the major leagues. Now he's the American League home run king. This is why I'm a scout and in the broadcast booth. As Polensky takes outside, it's a full count. Although I will say, I did tell that story to a scout last year, and a scout reassured me, saying, we're wrong plenty of times, too. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Fastball up, 94 miles an hour from Gervais. Back-to-back punch-outs, and the Cyclones one out away from victory. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Antonio Gomez has the golden sombrero today as well. He is 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts. And the first pitch from Gervais to him is outside for ball one. Again, a reminder, don't go anywhere after the final out. We'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game. Scores from out of town. A look ahead to game 3 in this series tomorrow as Gomez fouls it away. It's 1-1. All that coming up after the final out right here on the Cyclones Radio Network. The 1-1. Check swing. Did not go, but a called strike anyway on the inner half. And the Cyclones are one strike away. Trying to halt a season-high tying four-game losing streak and even up this series. The 1-2 pitch, bouncing ball over the mound. Charging is Kendall behind second base. Off-balance throw, dug out on the backhand pick by Estep, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. A gorgeous defensive play by Kevin Kendall and Chase Estep to close it out. As the Cyclones, thanks to some outstanding pitching, timely hitting, and outstanding defense pretty much the entire afternoon, knock off the Hudson Valley Renegades and win it today by a final tally of 7-2. Cyclones with the win, back to 8 games under 500. Hudson Valley with the loss, dropping it to 9 games over 500 on the year. We'll take a break. When we come back, the recap report is next. Brooklyn 7, Hudson Valley 2. The 4-game losing streak is over. Don't go anywhere. You're listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
back here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn a 7-2 victory as they knock off Hudson Valley, snap the four-game losing streak, and return to the win column. Final score again, Brooklyn 7 and Hudson Valley 2. Welcome into the recap report. Justin Rock with you here from Heritage Financial Park in Wappingers Falls, New York. The Cyclones even up this six-game series at one win apiece. Apologize for that little delay, but we're with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network as Brooklyn comes away with a 7-2 win. Let's take you through the game that was this afternoon. It was Blake Tidwell to start against the right-hander Tyrone Yuley, and both pitchers trading zeros through the first inning, particularly Tidwell able to get out of serious trouble. Spencer Jones walked. Aaron Polensky then doubled on a drop fly ball and left in the home first, but Tidwell struck out the next two batters on three pitches and then got Spencer Henson to fly out to center, and that really helped set the tone for Brooklyn the rest of the way, as it was in the top half of the second inning that Brooklyn got on the board first. William Lugo started the frame with a single to center, then moved to second when William Lugo walked. And that brought up the first baseman, Chase Easta, with a chance to give the Cyclones the lead. Now the 1-1, and Easta pulls it on the ground. Fair! Past the diving glove of Flores and down the right field line near Hudson Valley's bullpen. Lugo will score. Palmer gets the wave around third. Torrey Alba's relay to the plate, not in time. Sliding in head first with a two-run triple is Chase Easta, and Brooklyn takes a 2-0 second-inning lead. That two-run triple by Chase Easthupp giving Brooklyn a 2-0 advantage as the Cyclones took a 2-0 lead. Easthupp would not come across to score, though. He was there with nobody out, a ground out to short, and back-to-back strikeouts by Yuley end of the inning. Remained a 2-0 game until the bottom of the fourth. Spencer Henson led off the inning for Hudson Valley with a walk, and after Eduardo Torrealba struck out, Aldenny Sanchez drew a free pass as well. It was first and second, one out. And Henson and Sanchez were going to attempt a double steal of second and third. Tidwell stepped off, looked towards the runner breaking towards third, and made a toss to the third base bag, but sailed it over the head of the third baseman. Today, that was William Lugo. That allowed Henson to come around and score from second. Sanchez went first to third. And Hudson Valley was on the board. It was 2-1. Ben Cowles then followed with an RBI single to left, and that tied the game at two. Remained an even score until the top of the sixth inning. Kevin Parada was plunked on the second pitch of the inning, and after Alex Ramirez struck out, Stanley Consuegra doubled it to left center field. After William Lugo was hit by a pitch, it was Jalen Palmer at the plate with the bases loaded and a chance to give the Cyclones the lead. The pitch to Palmer, soft ground ball to third. Chalk play for Cabrera, tries to find the handle, throws it away. Parada scores, heading to the plate. Consuegra, he'll score standing up to second base. Diving in head first safely is Palmer. Two runs score. It'll be a fielder's choice and a throwing error on Cabrera. And the Cyclones take a 4-2 six-inning lead. It was just a soft ground ball to third base. Was not going to be an easy play for Cabrera. Had trouble getting the ball out of his mitt. Even if he made an accurate throw, I think Parada would have been safe because of the delay getting it out of his mitt. Actually ruled that a base hit for Jalen Palmer, but that RBI go-ahead single plus the error is our House Potato Chips play of the game. House Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born. House Potato Chips, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. So two runs scored on that play gave Brooklyn a 4-2 advantage. Chase Estep then reached on a fielder's choice ground ball to second. Torrey Alba's toss to the plate was not in time as William Lugo slid underneath the tag. That gave the Cyclones a 5-2 lead. Nick Pechorek then came on, hit Mateo Gill with the first pitch he threw. That reloaded the bases and then walked Kevin Kendall on four straight out of the zone. And that put Brooklyn in front by 4-6-2. Cyclones in the ninth would add another. Kevin Parada, first pitch of the inning, went for a double. Alex Ramirez then reached on a fielding error at third, put runners at the corners, and then a fielder's choice ground ball to short off the bat of Stanley Consuegra made it a 7-2 game, and Brooklyn would go on to win by that final tally today. Winning pitcher Blade Tidwell, he picks up his first win of the year, first win this season for a Cyclones starting pitcher, and for Tidwell, that is the first regular season win of his professional career. Did pick up a win in the postseason for St. Lucie last year in their championship run. Tidwell, five innings, two unearned runs on two hits, five walks, and eight strikeouts. Tyrone Yuley suffers the loss. He drops to 1-2. Gave up six runs on five hits and five and a third. Walked one. He also struck out eight. Final line scores today. Brooklyn, seven runs, seven hits, two errors. They left eight. Brooklyn, two runs, four hits, two errors. They left 10. Final time of game this afternoon, 2 hours and 40 minutes in front of an Education Day crowd of 3,533. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboards before we say goodbye this evening. All the afternoon games have gone final. Jersey Shore defeats Wilmington 7-3. Asheville over Greensboro 5-3. Hickory will host Rome at 6 o'clock. Winston-Salem will host Aberdeen at 7. And it'll be Bowling Green at Greenville starting at 7:05 later today. Mets affiliate scoreboard. This is the only game that has occurred so far today. Mets will host the Rays at 7:10. Kodai Senga will go against the lefty Josh Fleming. Triple-A Syracuse will be at Norfolk tonight at 6:35. Double-A Binghamton on the road against New Hampshire also at 6:35 tonight. Junior Santos, the former Cyclone, will get the ball for the Rumble Ponies. And Single-A St. Lucie at home against the Palm Beach Cardinals at 6:10. Javier Atencio will get the ball for the St. Lucie Mets. Major League Baseball scoreboard before we say our final goodbye. Only one game going on right now, top of the fourth inning. Pirates a 2-0 lead on Detroit. Austin Hedges a two-run double for the Pirates. Rich Hill against Eduardo Rodriguez at 3:10. Rockies host the Reds. Austin Gomber against Graham Ashcraft. Twins in L.A. taking on the Dodgers at 3:10 as well. Sonny Gray against Dustin May. Former Renegade Luis Medina will start for Oakland tonight against Arizona. Ryan Nelson will get the ball for the Diamondbacks. That game will get underway at 3:37. 3:45 Eastern Giants and Phillies. Ross Stripling against the former Met Taiwan Walker. Padres taking on the Royals in San Diego at 4:10. Yu Darvish up against Carlos Hernandez. Angels in Baltimore taking on the O's at 6:35. Griffin Canning up against Kyle Bradish. It'll be a battle of rookies in Miami. Marlins and Nationals at 6:40. Edward Cabrera against Mackenzie Gore. Yankees in Toronto taking on the Blue Jays at 7:07. Garrett Cole against the former Met Chris Bassett. Red Sox hosting the Mariners at 7:10. Brian Bello against Marco Gonzalez. Cardinals host the Brewers at 7:45. Matt Liberatore will make his first start of the year for St. Louis against the righty Corbin Burns. Braves in Texas taking on the Rangers at 8:05. Spencer Strider against Nate Eovaldi. Astros will host the Cubs at 8:10. J.P. France, the rookie, against Drew Smyly. And the White Sox will host the Guardians at 8:10. Mike Clevenger against Peyton Battenfield. Our series will continue tomorrow night back to a 6:05 scheduled start. Our coverage will start on the radio network at 5:50 Eastern time. It'll be the right-hander Cameron Foster to make the start for Brooklyn. 0-3, a 6.2 ERA. He'll go against the former Virginia Cavaliers Zach Messenger. 0-1, a 2.03 earned run average. Again, our coverage starting at 5:50. Eastern time leading up to the 6:05 first pitch here from Heritage Financial Park in Wappingers Falls. That'll do it for us this afternoon as the Cyclones snap their season-high tying four-game losing streak with a convincing 7-2 win today over the Renegades. for our entire ownership group with the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, our general manager, Kevin Mahoney, our assistant GM, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters back on Coney Island at Maimonides Park, including my fearless partner, Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Heritage Financial Park. We're again your final tally today. The Brooklyn Cyclones 7 and the Hudson Valley Renegades 2. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday afternoon and every evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.